Kilkear are deservedly huge favourites going into the game. Like, they haven't lost a game all year, bar their two starred games, and they're definitely the form team, league and championship. But listen, we're going up to really to enjoy the day and compete. That's what it's all about. It's important that we compete. But I say out of all the four championship finals that we've been involved in, I would say this is the one we're under the least amount of pressure, because people aren't expecting us to win. But we're not there to make up numbers. We're there to compete. I suppose it's something that you never get sick listening about, has been in a county final. It's 4 and 6 years for us now since 2011, and it's a great feeling, you know.
Probably early in the season it didn't look on the horizon, things weren't going all that well.
This year we took a different approach. We said that we wouldn't concentrate so much on that very first championship game, although we needed to be in good shape for it. But we would look to maybe progress more, that we'd be in peaking for, say, this time of the year, more into the championship run at the back end of the season. So, given into that, we only went back training. First collective session was just a week before the first league game. And now that definitely affected our league campaign at the start of the year, albeit that we were very unlucky with a lot of injuries as well. There was times we went out with 12 and 13 men missing, you know, and all those things bowed into us really struggling in the league. But thankfully now, come back into the championship and against Dunloe, like we picked things up and we pushed on then, you know.
Yeah, the season today. Really, I suppose, kicked off that day, really, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I will listen. Championship football in Glenswally is always a huge ambition for us, you know. It's something that we talk about, you know. It's important that you're not just in the hat and want to play championship football, but that you have a tradition that you compete.
No coincidence either that your form improved once Michael returned and had sole responsibility or sole concentration, and Neil, we hadn't seen much of him for either club or county, got back and got fit again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are other two huge players for us, and they really drove the thing on when they came back, focused the minds of the guys, and I think the result against Dunloe was the turning point for us, not only because Neil and Michael were back and amongst them and pushing them on, but the fact that they got over the line that day without Michael even being on the field, and it was a huge boost to the guys to know that they can do it in the big day without having the like of Michael there. And I think that bode well for us.
Everybody is, you know, as you say, probably are going for Kilkear, but there's a boat in there, and the boat is, you know, Dennis Riley of Michael Murphy and Neil Gallagher, and they have an awful lot of experience and they have a very good system of play.
I would say if you're a betting man, you wouldn't be putting money on us for the final. But as you say yourself, we have the experience and we have some big names. And hopefully if they play well on this day, that we will be in with a shout. But it's important that Kilkear, we do our best to implement our game plan.